Singapore, a young, vibrant, and cosmopolitan country, celebrated her 42 years of independence on 9 August 2007 with the national theme, City of Possibilities. Located at one of the crossroads of the world, Singapore's strategic position has helped her grow into a major entrepot and financial center for trade, communications, and tourism. Today, Singapore proudly owns the world's busiest port, best airport, and best airline. Singapore is also well known around the world as a garden city. Though there are many glittering skyscrapers, there are a lot of green trees and beautiful plants along the roadsides and around the island. This is attributed to the continuous effort of the Singapore government in planting trees and plants. Singapore's uniqueness stems from her harmonious blend of race and culture. The immigrants of the past have given her a mixture of Malay, Chinese, Indian, and European. Each racial group has its own distinctive culture, and there are colorful festivals of special significance all year round. Although the festivals are special to certain races, it is nonetheless enjoyed by all. With open attitude towards spirituality, sincere truth seekers in Singapore thus invited Supreme Master Ching Hai to share her knowledge and wisdom in several occasions. We now invite you to listen to Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture entitled, What Makes a Country Great? Delivered on March 8, 1993 in Singapore.
Last night, I went to the beach about 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock at night because I know in the daytime there will be many people. Just I love to be alone whenever possible. So even I love your beach and I love to have fresh air, but I choose midnight to go out. I thought I would be left completely alone. I have three guards. Yeah, the three guys, one is driving and the other two are just standing around in case, in case I have to protect them. Well, they're supposed to protect me, but that's a good looking way of it. Now, I thought that I would be alone, you know, because midnight, no one would be there. And I sat there enjoying the ocean air and the expanse of the water. And I wanted to swim because no one there. And your ocean is so calm, no wave, just a little bit. Yeah, and I wanted so much to swim, but I forgot to bring my suit, so I didn't. Very much tempted. Yeah, so I didn't swim and I sat there and meditate for a while. And then, boom, 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 they come. Policemen. They wanted to know what we're doing there. And they didn't believe that I'm the master. And that the three guys there are my God. So we had to answer their formal questions and all that. But still, I feel that they're just doing their duty. Understand? They worry that maybe something happening to me. Mm. Then I'm alone with the three guys, you know. And they don't look very, very handsome or... peaceful. Because some of my so-called disciples, they're very protective with me. Because they know it's very valuable for me to be alone sometimes. Very valuable time. And I recuperate during a tour and hectic time. When I'm alone, they know the value. So they protected me very much. So I immediately stood up and said, we are leaving anyhow. We're just taking the fresh air, so... please, it's all right. Everything's all right. So, by the way, I learned that your system of security is also very, very, very good. Of course, we cannot avoid some trouble sometimes. But even then, consider that is very good. Very good security system. Yeah. One thing good about this meditation system is that you can meditate anywhere. Except when the police come. Yeah. And you have to answer him, why you meditate here? It was too late. That's why the police came. If I came earlier, it wouldn't be. But because I didn't want to be among people. So actually in this world, even though we have some good system, it's also never good enough. Huh? If you want to be alone, then we will have to see the police. And if we see the people, then also we are not alone. Anyhow, this meditation, we can sit in the park to do it, even with people around us. And for you, no problem. For me, just because most of the time I see people. I love to be alone, therefore I chose some of the lonely time. Because if every day I have to sit in my room, you know, the air-conditioned room, I feel sometimes it's very lacking of some freedom. Therefore, I love to be in the natural air. But when I go around the world, it's not possible to always be in natural surrounding, like in Taiwan or in other meditation center. But for ordinary people, if we study this meditation method, we can do it anytime, anywhere, even while standing, waiting for the bus, or sitting on the bus, or sitting on the airplane, sitting in the office, waiting for work. Anywhere while we have time, 5 minutes even, or 10 minutes sometimes, it really gives us refreshing power, and then the clearness of the mind, so that we can continue to solve the next question, next problem, or to serve in the next job, next work. So the meditation method, or the practitioners of meditation, since ancient time, was sometimes misunderstood. Some people would think meditators are just sitting in the Himalaya, or in a cave somewhere, or in a monastery, and doing nothing. It's not necessarily so, especially for Singapore people. You have to take care of your land. And for everyone as well, we have duties to perform. I was in the Himalaya, is this correct? But I don't stay there all the time. I didn't have to stay there. Also, it was maybe my destiny that I should be there for a while. But you don't have the same destiny like me. So you can sit anywhere, at your home, at your office, on the train, on the bus, if you want to get in touch with your inner greatest power, which we call the kingdom of God within, or the Buddha nature inside each sentient being. We heard so much about the inner kingdom of God, the almighty power, the God that lives within you, or the Buddha that is in your heart, but we don't experience it. Therefore, if we practice the Kuan Yin method, get the initiation, and then we will realize that kingdom of God is truly within us. And then the Godfather, the Father is really within ourselves, that the Buddha nature really we possess. And that is the purpose of studying the Kuan Yin method. And this kind of experience we can almost immediately know at the time of initiation. That's why we call immediate enlightenment. And we get some taste of this kingdom of God, or the power of God, or the Buddha nature. And then each day we practice and we get more and more. And then finally we will become one with God. And we and God are one. I and my Father are one. And then we will see all sentient beings is truly Buddha, truly have Buddha nature, whether they discover it or not yet discover it. By the way, it is good that your Singaporean people all know English. It's very international and very useful for business or any kind of transaction. I like that. I think many countries should learn the same. Choose one language to be international, and your own language also at the same time. Like this is, would be less war in the world. Yeah? We can communicate with each other better. Yes?
Master, is the Kuan Yin method of meditation similar to that of Kundalini Yoga or Raja Yoga?
It is different. Because the Kuan Yin method will teach you how to get in touch with your own nature. And the highest one, instead of relying on from a lower power and then develop further up, like in Kundalini system.
Master, 我们的 guru 是要活的是吗?
是，yeah. Yes, sure. You must have a living teacher to learn English or anything else. Same. The same way, if you want to access to the kingdom within, then you have to find someone who also have access into the kingdom within and who have experience in this direction to guide you, right? Yeah. We need living master, living wife, living husband. Everything must be living because we are living.
Master, I heard from your video speech that spiritual power is better than money power. Kindly let me understand what is spiritual power and how to gain or achieve it. Thank you.
Yeah. Spiritual power is same as God power, Christ power, or the kingdom of God within, or the Buddha nature within. Yes. And if we have someone who already knows how to get in touch with that, and we learn with that person, then we immediately know how. Yeah. At the time of initiation, which takes place after this lecture, I will show you how, and you know it immediately. Yeah. It's very easy. Very easy. Because we already have it. For example, I have my fan here. Is it easy for me to take it? If I have eyes, I see where it is. I take it. Same. If you open your wisdom eye, you know where your spiritual power lies. And then you know it. Like this.
Master, what is immediate enlightenment? Can you kindly elaborate on Kuan Yin meditation, please?
It is that because we can contemplate on our own nature. Our own nature is without form, without sound. But it is the inner form and the inner sound which is invisible to the eyes and inaudible to the ears. And when we get initiation, we got in touch with that inner power, then we may see our own true self, which is manifested as great light and the heavenly sound, like music. But you cannot hear it with the ears, and you cannot see it with the eyes. Similar to what Jesus say in the Bible, like, seeing you see, but you do not perceive. Hearing you hear, but you do not understand. And Lao Tzu also say, the Tao, you cannot touch it. You cannot get hold of it. And you don't have to use the eyes, but you can see it. You don't have to use the ear, but then you can hear it. So in the same Buddhist scripture also mentioned that when you open your inner wisdom, you can hear all kind of heavenly sounds inside. And you can see all kind of light, all kind of Buddha's land inside. So most of great religions in the world mention the same thing. So all we have to do is to experience this inner essence of religions, not just to study the experiences of the people from the past.
Master, could you please help me or teach me to have more peace of mind and to forget and remove my miseries and painful personal sufferings? I am now trying to practice Buddhism, but get frustrated because I am unable to achieve peace because of all these disturbances. Can you please answer in Mandarin?
Sure. First I answer in English. Because the question is in English. Then I will answer in Mandarin. We cannot get peace of mind unless we get in touch with the source of peacefulness inside us. Peace you have within you. And if you look outside, you can never find. Doesn't matter how great the temple, how big a church, if you cannot get in touch with your own church and your temple inside also, then the outer church and temple cannot help you much. It can, maybe, from a little degree. to calm you for the time being. But then you have to get in touch with your superpower inside, your super peacefulness inside, in order to draw the eternal peace from that. And that's everlasting. If we look outside, everything is ephemeral. Even the body, even the church, even the temple, even the Bible, they're all ephemeral. We have to look within for the kingdom of God inside and for the Buddha nature inside. We have to do what our prophets have told us. Just like Jesus said, seek you first the kingdom of God inside and then everything will come to you. Or the Buddha say, I come to teach you to be Buddha. Because all beings have Buddha within. He does not tell you anything else. Just look inside and find it. And then you have peace, you have intelligence, you have satisfaction without even having to have anything of this world. That's why many sages of old, they forsake the kingdom. They forsake the whole wealth. They forsake the whole nation. Just because they're satisfied inside. Like Shakyamuni Buddha, like Jesus Christ, like Lao Tzu. He was offered so much, many positions, but he never wanted it. He doesn't need anything of this world because they have arrived at the depth of the peacefulness. They have peace within. They're satisfied with everything. Similarly, you have to do like that. In order to call yourself a true Buddhist, a true Christian, or a true Hindus, or whatever religion that you so much love to follow and believe. Okay? Now, I answer in Mandarin. Hey, but I think you have translation in Mandarin, no?
Yes, we have.
Do you still need my answer in Mandarin? Please raise your hand. Yes? My God. I think you want to test my Chinese talent. All right. 你如果想找内在的那个要讲自己安心啊在里面觉得和平快乐的话除了找自己那边的和平的那个源头啊我们没有别的办法你说你有学佛教不过没有给你安心就是因为你自己没有本人在里面 跟我们自己那个本心那个本心很安稳很快乐那个心沟通的所以不管我们去哪个寺庙很大哪个教堂如果我们在里面的没有跟我们那个那边的教堂沟通啊或是没有安稳在我们教堂和寺庙里面的话我们就不会有得到那种永恒的快乐永恒的安心的所以耶稣才说你先找你那国那边天国然后任何东西都会 跟着来，释迦牟尼佛也强调，我们应该往内找自己的佛心，或是找自己的本来面目。所以要当一个真正的佛教徒的话，就要自己知道自己的佛心。啊，修观音法门就会马上知道，越来越知道。修观音法门，我们就可以当一样的那个什么教徒都可以啊，天主教徒也是。 留在那里当天主教徒，就是更好的，因为知道内在的天国；当佛教徒，就会更好的佛教徒，因为知道里面的佛心。就这样子哈。Dear
Master, since we have many bad karma, is it possible to be enlightened in this life or immediately? How do we know if you are enlightened already?
He is enlightened already, or what?
He doesn't know whether he's enlightened.
Well then, if you don't know, that means you're not enlightened. And now, no one has so bad karma as not be able to know yourself. Because yourself is karma-less. There's no one has karma at all. Everything is illusion. So please come to the truth and forget the illusion. But even if I tell you so, it's difficult for you to do because you don't know the truth, so you cannot forsake illusion. First you have to know the truth, get enlightenment, and then the darkness will automatically leave you. The illusion, the so-called karma, the burdensome of this cheating, we leave you. It's just like when you turn on the light. Doesn't matter how many days dark in here, how many years dark in here. When you turn on the light, even once, all darkness disappears completely. Actually, karma is only illusionary. But you don't know it until you switch on the light. And all illusion will depart. Okay?
Master, may I know if God and Buddha are of the same status in this universe?
Okay, for your information, I think both of them never have any competition about the position in the universe. They're both very satisfied with each other. Whether they're two or one, they would not care. Okay?
Master, can you talk about Amitabha's Western Paradise? Is it actually the kingdom of God that is heaven?
Yes, yes, yes. It's one of the heavens, one of the mansions in the kingdom of God. Yeah. And Amitabha Buddha's land, you can get information from Shakyamuni Buddha. He has spoken about it. And people print it in a book which is called Amitabha Buddha Sutra. Yeah? And you may get it in any temple. But for your information, I would suggest it's better that you see it yourself. Yeah, because this is only kind of menu, no food. Yeah. You can read the menu, but you can never taste the food. So in our Guanyin method of immediate enlightenment, we offer you the food. And you may see this Amitabha Buddha land one day yourself, or you may see it at the time of initiation, or you may see it some other time according to your sincerity and level of consciousness. Some of our disciples have seen Amitabha Buddha's land, exactly the way Shakyamuni Buddha described. And they are very happy. Sometimes they drive cars and they see it also. Because after you practice meditation for a long time, you became automatically tuned in with the inner kingdom or with the inner Buddha's nature. And then you don't have to sit quietly in order to see. Understand? That's why people say, heaven on earth, yeah? See heaven on earth, or the Buddha's land is in front of you, or any corner. Yeah, sometimes the Zen people, they say like that. It is true. The land exists. And there are much more wonderful lands, even more wonderful than Amitabha Buddha's land. I invite you to join our group and see it for yourself.
Dear Supreme Master, how to request for urgent spiritual aid, help, protection, grace, love, mercy from you, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Thank you.
Whenever you need it, then you request inside you. Is the request come must be spontaneously and sincere, and then you will be granted. And I will ask God to help you immediately. Okay? I myself don't have any power, but I will ask God to help you. He granted me that any request from me, He will grant it. So I will give it to you. Second hand better than nothing. That's why I have invited you to come and meditate. Join in an initiation, have meditation practice, and get in touch directly with Him and ask Him. And you don't have to go through me, the third person agent. It's better to know your own power and bless yourself and do everything in the blessing of yourself, of your God self, of the kingdom of God within you. Yes, then you don't have to even rely on me, whether you believe me or not. I am exactly the same like you. It's just that you don't know how to use your power, so you become like a beggar. And if you know it, you are just like God. Because you and God are one. At least you are the children of God. You are entitled to have most of God's power, at least most of God's power. Why don't you claim for it? Yeah? Thank you.
It is a joy to have you spend time with us on Words of Wisdom. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3 of What Makes a Country Great. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. Coming up next, right after Noteworthy News, we wish you peace, prosperity, and happiness.